This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. Got tongue twisted, first day of the year. The date, Monday the 5th of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, let's kick off. Zach Mears in Spain. Hopefully you're having a good time, Zach. Let's talk to Mr. Richard Hunter, the head of equities at Hargreaves Lansdown. A very good morning to you, Richard, and happy new year to you, my friends.
Happy new year, mate.
We've obviously had 10 days off. We're all a bit rusty. I managed to do a lot of reading this Christmas, and I thought to myself, the outlook of 2015, whatever angle I come at it with, is very unclear. To me, anyway. Or is it just a continuation of themes in terms of the dollar, the yen, shale gas, oil? What's your take on what's going on?
We've already seen this morning a continuation of some of the themes. The potential of a Greek exit from the Eurozone has weighed. There was some slightly weaker than expected US manufacturing data on Friday, which limited the Dow's gains on Friday. Asian markets have been generally weaker, partially on that Eurozone news. Oil prices continue to drop. That's down about 2% overnight, taking the Asian markets and indeed the FTSE 100 in early trade with it. Bright spot, not necessarily for the right reasons. The haven status of gold has been a bit stronger. That was up about 1% overnight. So the stocks that are allied to gold or oil have been moving this morning. Of course, what will change next week is that, as is traditionally the case, the quarterly reporting season will start in the States. And traditionally it's Alcoa, the aluminium producer, which will kick that off. That's on Monday. So I think it's fair to say that in terms of January, we'll get a good idea what actually happened in Q4 from US corporates, because a lot of investors are pinning their hopes on the US at the moment on the basis of all the uncertainty that we're seeing elsewhere. And obviously for the US companies need to keep up their side of the bargain for the kind of record-breaking closes that we keep seeing on most of the US indices. The companies really do need to keep up their side of the bargain for that to continue.
Right. Because the S&P had a cracking year, didn't it? It ended up 12%, I think, net.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Dow Jones had a good year as well. NASDAQ, again, the NASDAQ could be very interesting. There's a big difference, because we will inevitably hear from people over the year that in terms of US tech stocks, they're starting to look a bit full in terms of the share price. There's a massive difference between now and the dot-com boom and bust of 1999-2000. At that time, a lot of the companies that were being listed in the States hadn't any sort of track record. Most of them hadn't made a profit. Some of them hadn't even made any revenues.
Yeah.
Whereas now, of course, if we look at some of the stocks that have been flying, you know, the Facebooks and, of course, Apple, Twitter and so on, these are very much in tune with what a lot of web companies are trying to do at the moment, which is very much capitalised on the advertising revenue, but they have got established revenues. And, that's quite apart from the likes of Apple. And we've also seen, and we also know that Apple's got $150 billion under the bed, which is still not sure what to do with. So the potential for M&A activity, which tends to wash through to other sectors, of course, is still very much there in US tech.
Right. OK, well, let's go to some slides and perhaps we'll sort of talk through some of these themes. Let's kick off with broker forecasts. I've picked AstraZeneca, Glaxo, Carnival, EasyJet next. I know as we came on, you said that Marks and Spencers have been downgraded this morning. Was that a surprise?
Not especially. They've got a trading update later in the week on Thursday. We're also going to hear from two of the big three supermarkets this week and one next week. In terms of this particular slide, you've got the Carnival and EasyJet. Obviously now the Ebola kind of worries have subsided a bit, not entirely, but they've subsided a bit, and we're seeing the strength in the US economy, of course, which particularly applies to Carnival, the cruise operator. But the airlines have had a pretty good year. Obviously the weakness in the oil price continues to play into their hands in terms of fuel prices, and in terms of the pharmaceutical sector, quite apart from any M&A activity we saw last year, rumoured or actual, it remains a good long-term story. The likes of China or India are getting a new middle class. They're starting to look to Western medicines. And as we've said before, in terms of pharmaceuticals, they're not necessarily looking for wonder cures. Rather, they're looking to elongate and mitigate some of the things that come along with these big diseases. So they're looking to lengthen lives rather than save lives.
Yeah. OK, so let's move on to the next slide. Just the Greek elections in terms of January, another reason to sit on your hands, or how sinister are you looking at this situation as a potential exit?
Well, of course, the Germans have been saying over the weekend that any Greek exit could be manageable. After all, it's about 2% of the Eurozone GDP. But of course, the market concern is more about, is this the thin end of the wedge? Could there be contagion and so on? Depending on which part of the risk scale you would put yourself, you might not necessarily be looking to play the Eurozone as a whole. Certainly in terms of the UK, is a slightly more defensive approach. We've been advocating bottom-up for some time now. And it might be that that's the way to play Europe as well. There's still some quality companies out there making money. And it might be better to look on a stock-by-stock basis rather than the inevitable negative sentiment you're going to get from announcements like this.
OK, so let's move on to the next slide. This is just basically, we had the odds of Greece basically slashed, according to Ladbrokes. And again, you know, it's a gamble. Once again, the odds of Greek exit have tumbled. The betting firm suggests 2015 will be a pivotal year for the stability of Eurozone. That kind of sounds like we've heard it all before.
Yes, it does. And additional pressure on the euro, of course, is the increasing calls from investors in particular for some sort of QE to come into play into the Eurozone. What we don't want is any sort of return to recession. What has long been the case is that something needs to kickstart the Eurozone into proper economic growth, which we certainly weren't seeing last year.
Understood. OK, let's move on to the next slide. This is Fastjet PLC. This was a viewer request. Again, with Zach away, I'll just sort of comment. Obviously, we've got a moving average line, but you know, it's sidetracking, momentum zero. I have absolutely no view technically on that at all. Apologies for that. The trend is your friend. Don't buck your trend, and if in doubt, stay out. Okay, that doesn't look great to me.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.